My name is Alan Darrenpole. I'm Program Director at Gwinnett Technical College, and we're located in Lawrenceville, Georgia. One of the things for tips on reading the textbook that we teach EMT students the first day of class is, no matter what publisher you use, the textbooks are designed with features that your students really don't know unless you show them. So the first day of class, everybody has their textbook, and I make them follow along with me. And we go to a chapter, and we'll open it up. And I'll show them that they're at the beginning of the chapter, the objectives are there, and explain what the objectives are. And then we go through talking about, well, the author may bold things, the author may put things in color, the words. These are important concepts, maybe putting information into the margins that the student should remember. It's not there just to look pretty. It's there for them to know that this is something the author feels is important and what they're supposed to be learning. Of course, we discuss pictures and how pictures are worth 1,000 words. Again, the pictures are not there just to fill in the spaces to make the books bigger. They're there to emphasize what they should be learning and how they should be doing it. Of course, they also know that what they're going to see, they're also going to be practicing when we do the practical labs. So from the textbook standpoint, we go through, we also show them the glossary in the back of the book. Of course, terminology is so emphasized in the EMT programs. If they don't have a good medical terminology base, and some of the publishers have the terminology words in the beginning. So what we tell them is at the beginning of each chapter, take your terminology words, make yourself a flashcard, and then keep the flashcards with you. In class, you can quiz each other, and it reinforces. We know that for the knowledge to get in there, it's got to be seen over and over and over again. So one of the ways, learning how to read the textbook, learning what information's in the textbook so that they can prepare for class and be a successful student. So again, one of the tips we have on the textbook, going through, showing them what's in there, talking about flashcards, and making them feel confident that the information is there in the book so that they will use it. So that's my tip on textbooks.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from emsresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.